Is it time to get rid of NCEA Level 1? That's the question raised by a damning Education Review Office report on the newly revised first year of the National School Qualification. The report says despite changes introduced this year, Level 1 is not reliable or fair, and it is not clear what purpose it serves. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
There's been debate over Level 1 for years. Some teachers say its prime purpose is to keep Year 11 students in line. Others that it's essential practice before teens reach level 2. Now Aero says it's time to dump it, turn it into a foundation level qualification, or make it more academically challenging. Aorere College Principal Leanne Webb says keep it.
If you've got students leaving school and the highest qualification they've got is level 1, well, that's better than leaving school without any qualification. If you were going to, say, just assess in year 12 and year 13, surely you would have to make sure that every student stayed until year 12, and at the moment we're just not managing that.
Aero says level 1 is not academically challenging, but Leanne Webb says it is, after all, level 1. And if schools want more of a challenge, they can push students to level 2. She says it's too early for Aero to say the shift to fewer, larger achievement standards this year has not worked.
It's not even been a year and we haven't even got the first set of results back. So until we have that data and until we're able to, you know, look at the data over the nation, it just seems to me that we are making conclusions before we've got anything around which to base them.
Only about 10% of young people leave school with level 1 as their only qualification. And the Review Office report says about a quarter of secondary schools will not offer it next year, most of them in well-off communities. Which suggests the purpose of Level 1 is already being decided, that schools increasingly see it as being of most use for those who struggle academically. Post-Primary Teachers Association President Chris Abercrombie says if that's the case, it still needs to change.
If we're going to do that, if we're going to have a foundational qualification, we need to really make sure we get our pathway sorted into either further education, training, or work. So at the moment, that's not really clear. Some schools are doing an amazing job, but again, it's individual schools working with their community to do great things. And we just need a bit more consistency across the board.
He says the union agrees the qualification needs to be reviewed.
If it comes out as actually there's no purpose, we could scrap it. But whatever we do with it, we need to make sure that it's clear pathways for all young people so they can reach their goals. But as I say, there's such a small number of students where level 1 will be the only qualification they ever receive in their life that we need to start thinking about other options.
Michael Johnston is a senior research fellow at the market-led think tank, the New Zealand Initiative, and advised the government on literacy and numeracy teaching. He says it's time to take a look at the entire secondary school qualification system.
We've got university entrance for university track students, but what about those who might want to go into apprenticeships or trades training? You can do that with NCEA, but there's no really clear pathway, and there's certainly no distinct qualification for that kind of education.
Michael Johnston says Level 1 has never had a clear purpose, and the Aero report shows it's not much use as a school leaver qualification because employers do not put much stock in it.
And that was our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.